You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday, and as always, on every Monday at 9 o'clock, I'm joined by none other than Mr. Reggie Jackson. He is a U.S. Navy veteran and internationally renowned expert on race relations, the 2021 winner of the Carter G. Woodson Memorial Award from the National Education Association. The Association for the Study of African-American Life and History has conducted seminars at over a dozen college campuses around the state of Wisconsin, traveling to over 50 communities, conducting lectures, workshops, and facilitated dialogue sessions on American history. He is the winner of over 20 awards for his work as a journalist and activist supporting closer race relations within multiple communities throughout the state. And if I said any more, we would be out of time. But with that backdrop, I welcome back my good friend and compadre who's joining me every Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, none other than Mr. Reggie Jackson. Hey, man, welcome back.
Yeah, happy Motown Monday, guys. Good to be back, as always.
You know, man, you know, I started this conversation, I mean, this introduction, with you being a U.S. Navy veteran. And yesterday, I heard that Donald Trump, I was watching Meet the Press, as I do every Sunday morning, and Donald Trump called Christian Welker, I guess before the show, and said to her, this is the president of the United States. If Iran doesn't accept this nuclear agreement, we're going to bomb them like they've never been bombed before. Man, what kind of madman, a president of the United States, does he not understand what his, there's an old axiom, loose lips sink ships? Man, what kind of...
Apparently nobody told him about that, Earl.
Man, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, he's been, desiring a war since back during his first administration. And, he thinks he can just bully any and everybody. But eventually, every bully runs into the same thing. Somebody is going to stand up to them and say, okay, try me. And I don't think that, the American public are asking him to do this. I don't think that there's a strong amount of support from Americans for us to get into another never-ending war. Americans are tired of all of these wars. And to start a war over something as just stupid as this, because these people won't do what you tell them to do. They do have minds of their own. They have a country to run as well. And they don't generally accept outsiders telling them what to do. He thinks he can bully everybody, Earl, unfortunately.
You know, what is it, green? What's the nation green?
Greenland.
He's trying to steal. He said that we can do this peacefully or with the military. Taking over Greenland, man. I mean, he said we can do it with the military, man. Do people not understand what's transpiring here, Reggie? Do they not? Those people who are MAGA, those people who clearly can't seem to understand the rationale or the reasoning that when a man is representing the most powerful nation on earth militarily, when he makes statements like this across the world, that there are people listening, don't they get that?
I don't think they get it, Earl, and I doubt if many of them could find Greenland on a map or Iran on a map. I don't think that they'd be able to find it. If you offer them $1 million, they wouldn't be able to find either of those countries on a map without you know, using Google.
Well, I mean, Reggie, I'm just saying, he's the president of the United States. He's acting like he's the kid on the playground that's bigger than everybody else. Well, that's who he is. That's what he's done all his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, once a bully, always a bully until somebody makes you stop being a bully. And, you know, we as American people are going to be the ones that suffer from this foolishness if he starts wars. He's not going to go and fight a war. He's not going to be on one of those naval ships that I served on when I was in the Navy, fighting in a war zone. He's going to be sitting comfortably at his golf course in Florida, you know, eating McDonald's while American, you know, military personnel are being killed in a war that he started.
You know, Reggie, it's pretty safe to say that just, you know, based on his rhetoric, that sooner rather than later, we're going to be involved in the skirmish. Is it safe to say that? I mean, a major skirmish.
I wouldn't doubt it, Earl. You know, he's unhinged in such a way that he thinks he can do whatever he wants to do, and he has nobody in his administration that has the courage to you know, stop him from doing what he wants to do. I can't think of a single person that's in his circle of, you know, cabinet ministers that have the intestinal fortitude to tell him to stop this foolishness, because I haven't heard any of them speak out against this.
You know, I have to say this. Oh, go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to save us from this man.
You know, I have to say this. You know, he says Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. We're not going to allow them to have a nuclear weapon. And I have to say to Americans who say that, North Korea has one. You know, India, Pakistan, mm-hmm. many European countries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, America has the most upgraded nuclear weapons than anybody else in the world. To say to a nation, we aren't going to let you have one. Man, what is that, man? Come on, man. Well, you know, we can't allow them to have a nuclear weapon because they may use them. Who's the only nation that ever used them?
Exactly.
The nation that's telling them they can't have one, man. You know, it's the height of insanity, Reggie.
Yeah. Insanity and hypocrisy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How can you tell the sovereign nation what they can and can't have based on how they want to defend their own nation? Can you imagine somebody telling the U.S. we can't have nuclear weapons?
This is how
we'd react to that.
And then to say to those people that if you don't agree to my terms, we're going to bomb you. Right? I mean, come on, man.
The last time I checked, Earl, they have a military of their own. And I don't think they're going to just, you know, back down and not do something if they're attacked. They're going to respond.
So, Reggie.
With the weapons they have as well.
So, Reggie, let's get to this. So, Donald Trump's administration wants to sue to end federal workers' rights to negotiate. And so wait a minute now. You know, and sometimes you just wonder, maybe people get what they deserve. Many of these people voted for him. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, all of us suffer, but he's going to basically sue and take away the rights of federal union workers to negotiate, except for police and fire. Amen. Tell me, I don't see what's wrong with that, but tell me what's wrong with that.
This is a continuation of you know, what Scott Walker did here in the state of Wisconsin with Act 10, Earl. Exact same playbook. It doesn't surprise me at all. You know, these attacks on unions have been ongoing for decades, and this is just the latest salvo. You know, Americans fought and died literally to unionize 100 years ago. Because that's what they thought was right for, you know, workers to have some power over how their workplaces, you know, treat them. And this man wants to just say, well, you know what, we don't believe that you deserve to have a say-so in how you're treated at work. We want to treat you however we want to treat you.
You know, Reggie, as you stated, the hypocrisy in it, except for police and fire, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So they're okay. It's okay for them to negotiate, but nobody else. Now, that, you're right. It's the exact same thing that Scott Walker did. Police and mm-hmm. fire didn't have to adhere to Act 10.
Right.
And so that's why police and fire support those kinds of people, because they're mm-hmm. looking out solely for them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because police and firefighters are typically pretty popular members of the community, Earl, you can exempt them. And, you know, people are like, oh, that's good. You know, we shouldn't be forcing them to do this, but we're okay with them forcing teachers to do it, which I'm sorry, Earl. As a former teacher, I think that teachers are the most disrespected profession in the country. And what nation, Earl, devalues education so much that they want to take away union rights from teachers and then eliminate the Department of Education and eliminate billions of dollars.
Well, you know, here's a lunatic. Police and fire are important. The other ones are not. A lunatic.
The others just, are not.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. Mr. Reggie Jackson is on the line.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is, as always, on Mondays at 9 o'clock, the one and only Reggie Jackson. Let me finish up a little bit more of his background. You know, Reggie is the protege of the Black Holocaust Museum's founder, Dr. James Cameron, and the author of the forthcoming book, Midwest Nice Apartheid, The History and Harms of Segregation in Milwaukee. Reggie's approach to U.S. history is what he calls parallel journeys in history, recognizing that Americans of all backgrounds have shared histories that emphasize our commonalities instead of our differences. With that, we'll go to the phone lines. Let's go to Dale. Hey, good morning to you, Dale. You have a question or comment for Reggie Jackson?
Well, what I have is I wanted to say something about Greenland.
Go ahead.
It may be okay. These things may sound crazy, but we're living in a crazy time. I think Greenland and Denmark need to be alerted that if they give the Trump administration access for additional military bases on Greenland, and in essence having the U.S. in control of Greenland, you will end up also having Russian troops in the country of Greenland. I think the supposed interest in Greenland minerals is a diversion and doesn't explain the intense interest in Greenland by the Trump administration. I don't think that gaining control of Greenland has anything to do with protecting the United States from Russia or China, as Vice President Vance has suggested. I think gaining access to Greenland is part of a preliminary wartime strategy against Canada, Alaska, because Putin wants Alaska, and against the lower 48 to install an authoritarian government in the U.S. And lastly, I think we all have to keep our eyes and ears open to what is going on in the Trump administration.
So
we all have to be woke. Hey, nothing can be discounted or ignored.
Hey, Dale, you are a man whose eyes are wide open, and thank you for that information. You want to respond to any of that, Reggie?
Yeah. Dale, thanks for those comments. I appreciate it. And listen, let's not make the assumption that the people in Greenland and Denmark aren't smart and don't see through all of this foolishness. They know exactly what's happening. These people are intelligent enough to know that regardless of what J.D. Vance has to say, that their attempts to steal Greenland are related to, you know, something that's not related to what they're saying. These people are intelligent people, and they're not going to fall for these tricks.
Well, he's talking military. I'm just looking at the latest news on the television there, and he's throwing around the term military, Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I pay attention to what people do, not to what they say so much, Earl.
Okay.
And listen, they have not given the American public any justification that's rational of why they want Greenland. They have not specifically said we want Greenland because of X, Y, and Z. They've used some, you know, very just generic language. They have not been transparent about why Greenland is so important to U.S. you know, sovereignty or anything of that nature. It's just a trick, Earl. This is what people who are bullies do. They try to obfuscate the situation by not telling people exactly what they want. But people are smart, Earl.
You know, Reggie. People in those other nations are. I'm concerned about the American people. I'm concerned about the American people who think that whatever Donald Trump thinks is okay. And so because Donald Trump thinks we should take Greenland, and as Dale pointed out, the military reasons that may be behind it, there's inherent danger associated with moves like that, Reggie, right? Like World War III.
Yeah, I want to see how many of those people that are in support of this are going to go and join the U.S. military to fight in this war against Greenland. How many of them are lining up at the Army, you know, recruiting station right now, the Navy recruiting station, Air Force, Marine recruiting station? If they're so much in support of it, show your support by joining the U.S. military. They have been having trouble recruiting people for a number of years. They need new people. If they're so much in support of this policy, go ahead and join the U.S. military. you know, put your words in action. That's what I want to see these people do.
Or send your sons or your grandsons and daughters, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's a whole different game when it's somebody else's, you know, children that you're sending. I guarantee you Donald Trump's children and grandchildren won't be engaged because
absolutely.
He's the same
he
guy.
Wasn't.
No, this is my point, man. You know, there should be something that prevents you if you used every option you could to make sure you didn't go, you know, bone spurs, whatever it was, from you sending other people's children off to fight and die, you know, for these ridiculous reasons. 855-752-4842. Reggie Jackson, the one and only Reggie Jackson, is on board. You can join us on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. None other than Mr. Reggie Jackson is here as he is every Monday at 9 o'clock. Excuse me. So Reggie, before we go to the phone lines, I wanted to... You're a guy who's fought all of your life, man. You've been fighting for things to be fair and equitable, and for people to be able to see one another as human beings, and to look beyond color and race and creed and all of those things that man has created to separate one another. You now see we're at a point in time where this man and many others like him are looking to separate us clearly and to go back and send a message that our history and what happened in those times should never be done away with. What do you say to that as a black man who certainly, you know, spent your time fighting for this country, you know, in the military. You didn't see it as a person who, you know, was there for anything other than fighting for the nation. Did you see yourself as a black, veteran, or do you see yourself as an American veteran?
American veteran, Earl. The ship that I served on when I was in the Navy was the USS Missouri. That's the ship that the Japanese signed surrender on at the end of World War II. A very proud member of you know, that crew. 1,500 men on board that ship from all over the nation. And, you know, when push came to shove, we were all in it together. We didn't, you know, we didn't fight each other based on any of these, you know, arbitrary labels we place on each other. You know, in times of need, we had to rally together, and that's what we did, and ignored all of those labels. That's what's required when you're in the military. You have to set that foolishness aside, because it doesn't matter. When you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, or as we were in the middle of the Persian Gulf, and we have a warning that somebody has locked a missile onto our ship, you know, you're not thinking about, you know, being a black person at that moment. You're thinking about, man, you know, we're all in danger together.
You know, Reggie, let's do this. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Thank you very much for waiting, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call on the Motown Monday. Yeah, and what are we waiting for, Reggie? That is a great question for sure. You know, it's while we're talking about union organizing and how this has been pretty much relegated to exclusively police and fire by the right wingers. I can't help but think to myself, what? What is more unconstitutional than allowing a small group to unionize and the rest of us to say, you know, to pound sand? It doesn't make sense. Why is this still unsettled law? Why are we still fighting for union representation when business groups, they have their organizations by the thousands? But again, getting back to, you know, if police and fire can have unions, why can't steam fitters and the journeyman electricians? Why? I mean, I don't get it. Can you, somebody help me with this?
Well, you know, Mike, this was already settled. It's Donald Trump and the people who support him. Can you turn your radio down? Yeah. It's Donald Trump and the people who support him. Union rights have been fought and won. And it's Donald Trump and people of his ilk who are trying to turn back the clock once again, you know? And so that's the part of this, and Reggie, that I always say, it's hard to have compassion for people who voted for him, right? Reggie, I mean, people say to me,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, you should have compassion, Earl, for those people who voted for Donald Trump because they didn't know what he was going to do. What do you say to that?
I don't believe that's nonsense. Listen, this man has shown who he is for a number of years, and people who say they didn't know, listen, you can bury your head in the sand for so long, but eventually you got to pull it out of the sand so you can breathe. Those of us who, you know, have paid close enough attention to this man are not surprised in the least bit by this stupid stuff he's doing. And, you know, listen, we as Americans are all in this together. All of us are going to suffer because of those people that voted for this man. You know, they had their reasons, their rationale for voting for him. I don't discount anybody's reason for voting for whatever candidate they choose, but you have to understand their consequences to that decision you make. And we're all dealing with the consequences of the decision that 77 million people made last November.
You know, Mike, in response to what you said about the fact that police and fire, I don't know. Okay. The fact that police and fire should somehow be exempted. I've said this, and, you know, I got friends that have either been in the fire department or are police as we speak, you know, and, you know, You volunteer to do that, right, Reggie? Mm-hmm. Nobody makes you. Nobody drafts you to become a policeman or a firefighter. Those are things and decisions that you consciously make. And so, you know, to say that we're going to make sure that they get special treatment. Listen, there are people who put their lives on the line all the way through this. You just stated the military. Those guys, they're not getting special treatment. As a matter of fact, you're getting the short day. Veterans are getting the short end of the stick. So it's an insult to say we're going to protect police and fire. But veterans, Reggie?
You know, this is the thing about this to me, Earl. The people that support this and say, yeah, the police and firefighters should have, you know, these rights and no one else should. These are the same people that 5 minutes later are going to complain about how bad the schools are and just ignore the fact that, you know, the teachers unions have been decimated in this state in terms of their power. Earl, Wisconsin was dealing with a teacher shortage before Act 10, and it's only been exacerbated by that just foolish legislation. We're living in a society where, you know, the future is based on, you know, how well our kids are going to do. And we're putting our kids in a position where they're not going to have the success they have. We're having a great deal of trouble recruiting teachers to the state of Wisconsin. And this is, you know, this is going to spread around the country, because our educational system will continue to suffer because nobody wants to be a teacher when their unions don't even have the right to negotiate for them. Why would you want to become a teacher? And I haven't heard the leaders of the police and firefighters union say that they should be exempt, that they're special. I haven't heard them come out and say that.
All right, let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well,
Earl, I've been telling you this over and over and over. I told you that man was going to put us in a war, and I told you that his job right now is to kill people to the point where he can get to all the resources and the money. And everything he's doing falls in line with what he started doing in 2016. And everything you talked about today is about his plan. He don't care about American people. He don't care about nothing but money. And he's trying to make himself richer than his running buddy from South Africa. And they're just two fools. And the thing that bothers me the most is Congress will not step up and represent the people who sent him there. Hello?
Yeah. Reggie, you want to respond to Al?
Yeah. Thanks, Al. I agree with you. You know, Congress is, you know, delinquent in this whole situation. They are not doing what they're supposed to do. And when I say Congress, I mean specifically the Republicans in Congress who were voted into office. Listen, they were voted into office to represent their constituents, and they are not representing their constituents. They're simply allowing this man to do whatever he wants to do, you know, destroying the federal government, and all of us are going to suffer because of that. And their representatives in Congress are sitting there saying nothing about this. They are not representing their constituents. They are simply sitting there as if they are on mute. They're not pushing back against this craziness by this man. And all of those people that voted for those individuals, I'm not talking about the ones that voted for Trump. I'm talking about the people that voted for all of these individuals that are in Congress, whether they're senators or members of the House of Representatives, they should be up in arms about what their so-called representatives are doing in Congress, because they've simply done nothing, Earl, to push back against this man.
All right, let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You have a question or comment?
Hey, Earl and Reggie. On a slightly different topic, you know how the Trump is basically trying to create a fake economy. And there's an opportunity here. Out here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we have a thing called Market Match. And if people, you know how Trump and Elon are trying to cut SNAP, and they're trying to cut welfare programs, and they're trying to cut Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. So with the food situation, the farmers markets, if you've got SNAP, you go down to the little central booth in the farmers market and you show your SNAP card, and you say, I want $25 worth of SNAP, you know, farmer's market money, well, they'll give you an extra $20 into the farmer's market as a loss leader. It's totally legal out here, and I believe it's totally legal in all 50 states. And so it not only helps the local economy, you know, the local farmers markets, the local farmers, they give, you'll get virtually twice as much food as, you know, your SNAP card. And it's a way of helping the local economy.
So David, for the sake of time, what is it you want to say? Jack? I mean, David? Okay, he's gone. All right. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 is the number. It's Monday, and I'm joined by one and only Reggie Jackson. We'll continue this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is one and only Reggie Jackson. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning. Well, a couple of things. First of all, I look at online postings that show the facts of what's happening in Washington and just the destruction of any semblance of the democracy that we had. Okay, I'm an old guy, but I look back into the 50s, and I remember Joe McCarthy, and I remember a thing called the House Un-American Activities Committee, and believe me, we've got a use for that right now. The second thing I'm thinking of, there are people that post online and, you know, somebody puts down some facts of the, you know, like destruction of the FDA and the dangers that it poses, and you get laughter emojis on it. And that people that are that incredibly tribal, just it amazes me. They don't realize what's happening. The second thing I'm going to say is that I cannot see any way that the MAGA party could possibly survive this as any kind of a power in the future if they allow legal, honest elections, even the limited legal and honest elections that we have, where there's all kinds of gerrymandering, where there's voter suppression, all that sort of stuff. People are going to get so sick and tired of this stuff, and many already are, that most of these people are going to be voted out of office because they are simply allowing this to happen. which means to me, this is something we absolutely have to watch out for. And Trump's already trying to take over the Federal Election Commission. You know, if that happens and he's declared that the next election, by golly, you're going to have your passport or real ID. You know, point is, they're trying to suppress the vote even more. And this is getting to the point where we're going to have a dictatorship here. They're going to actually get their 50-year MAGA rule.
Hey, Jack, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Reggie, you want to respond to any of that?
Well, listen, I agree. You know, these attacks on the voting rights are an ongoing attack. This is nothing new. We've been seeing this happen for many, many years. And it's finally hitting some people it didn't hit before. It's finally hitting the white community. And so as long as it was, you know, devastating the rights of blacks and others to vote, everybody was okay with it. But now that white people's, you know, ability to vote is in jeopardy, all of a sudden it's a crisis. It's been a crisis for us for a long period of time. It's nothing new for us.
Let's go to Marlene from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Marlene.
Hi.
You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I hope this isn't off topic, but there's one point that I don't think a lot of people understand. When I'm encouraging people to vote for Jill Underley for the DPI head, when people talk about voucher schools, a lot of us think about maybe the religious school. We went to a Catholic or a Lutheran school as a child and helping these people out. Well, a lot of the voucher schools now are actually for-profit corporations. And I just realized that recently myself because they built one in Waukesha that just opened this year. And these are people that are, you know, corporate people from Wall Street investing in taking over public education and making a dollar off of it. And they do not have to follow the same requirements as the public schools. Thank you.
Hey, Marlene, thank you very much for that call. You know, Reggie, we've been knowing about vouchers for a long time in the city of Milwaukee, right? Now they're all over the country.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a brazen attempt to take public school dollars and use it for, you know, private schools, regardless of whether they're religious schools or not. You're taking public school dollars and giving it to private businesses to make money. It's not just the schools, but they have tutoring programs, a lot of other things they're using this money for as well, Earl. And it's a crisis.
I mean, you're a former educator. And so, you know, as I've said to many other people, hey man, I'm not anti private schools, but not at the expense of public schools, man. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly, Earl. You know, that's the part I don't think that people generally talk about is where those dollars come from for the vouchers. The state gives the local school districts money, and then that money is then taken by the local school districts and given to the parents of those children so they can use their vouchers to go to private school, Earl.
Hey,
so
hey,
you're
Reggie,
literally taking public school money.
Hey, Reggie, thank you as always, man. We'll see you in a week. That's Reggie Jackson. Thank everybody who made the show go. Make sure you get out and vote tomorrow. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach, Matt Nero. Now, thank all of you who took the time out to listen to the show. Really appreciate it. See you again on tomorrow.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.